Yeah, then we go to a very important player the next half year in this debate, Mr. Marek Sawicki, who is the Polish Minister of Agriculture and Rural Development and has now the EU presidency. So a huge responsibility, a huge task. What will you make of it?
Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much indeed for inviting us over and for underlining the role of the presidency. We are a first-timers, and it's very pleasant to hear it. But we know, we realize that the presidency is a moderator, not a creator. So perhaps we need to look at these matters differently. I would like to also thank you wholeheartedly for taking part in this European discussion about the reform of the Common Agricultural Policy, because it's a proof that we want to carry out this reform, including the society, the civic society, the NGOs. Of course, the national parliaments will take huge part, the European Parliament, Commission, the Council, but also your part in this debate is very important. Regarding the need for the reform of CAP, we all agree. We can assume that the current CAP is running out of steam. It does not face the current challenges correctly. And if we look at the current agriculture and rural areas, we might pose ourselves a question why, after so many years, that the income of the farmers are 40% lower than the average apart from the agriculture. Why the incomes of the inhabitants of the rural areas are 50% lower than other groups of employees. Why the world that needs huge amounts of food, there is a billion underfed people on this planet, why we in Europe can't see the need for increased production, and we are closing ourselves in, and we are closing ourselves up in the realities of the last 20 years, where part of a very rich Europe had overproduction problems. So there are very many questions. They could be multiplied. We probably won't get all the answers today. But I'd like to say that one of the three priorities of the Polish presidency, the second is the safe and secure Europe, food and food supply. So we are talking about safe Europe and food safety at the same time. The food safety, we want to look at it in a multidimensional way. The quality, quantity, but also the security in terms of the security of the producer, of the farmer, who is stable, who is sure, who knows how to develop his activities and what he can get out of it. It's not a normal situation when our European farmers are basing their income on payments that they receive. We have to think what we need to do within the market, within the global food market, so that the activity of the farmer was directed towards the market and not towards getting the subsidies or funds from the Europeans' budget. So there are many challenges. There are three priorities with regards to agriculture in our presidency. The direct payments. This is the matter of the first pillar of the CAP. The issues relating to the development of the rural areas, the profitability of the employment in those areas, and the third theme, renewable energy, understood on one hand as diversification of the farmer's income, and on the other hand, the agriculture, which is taking part in the cohesion policy and the energy policy. I think that the agriculture is capable to be self-sufficient energy-wise. How will we do it? It's an open question. It's something worth debating. Regarding a biomass, we will be debating that subject on the 16th of July in Sopot, in Poland, and also during the meeting on the 19th of July in the Council, we would be able to present you some conclusions. We are also talking a lot about common agricultural policy on the basis of its essence. Albert Dess said it beautifully. This was like honey on my tired heart, but it's not a matter of choosing the right words. It's taking the right action that matters. You have to admit we don't have a common agricultural policy, a unified common agricultural policy. There are several dozen of them. Therefore, we need to look for a new, coherent common agricultural policy, a simpler one, which will be better understood by the farmers and by the taxpayers. CAP that is simplified gives a chance that it would be one policy for the whole Europe, for all regions in Europe. If we underline the sustainable agriculture in the strategy, therefore, I think we are assuming that we need the agriculture in Finland, Latvia, Germany, Spain, and we could mention every single EU member state. And if so, therefore, the conditions, climate conditions, the soil conditions are different. It's worth thinking about those issues in creating the common CAP. The current system of payments is one of the factors that is distorting the competition on the market. It's worth considering how this element could be eliminated, and I appeal to everyone for the next 18 months, let's get away from old data, old habits, national egoisms. Let's look at the CAP in the perspective of 2014, but for the first time in the perspective of 2020 and 2050. Let's think, what need we do so that the money in the CAP is not paid for the readiness to produce, but so that they could be directed for innovation, development, building the competitive agriculture, building energy-efficient agriculture. We are looking at different ways to cut down the emissions of CO2. Let's think how the markets should be organized in Europe. What's the position of small farmers? Supply. Farmer, neighbor, the nearest group. Do the agricultural products need to be moved from one extreme of the continent to the other so that they return to the territory of origin as reprocessed food? So, therefore, I think there are many subjects which could be talked about, mentioned, analyzed, but we'll do it all when we think and concentrate on the CAP for the whole of Europe, for the whole of consumers. How to tear out Europe and concentrate it on the production with the respect for nature, and the rules here are quite well worked out already. so that the European agriculture is competitive with relation to other regions of the world, then we will think less about the barriers that help our market against the others. I think the period ahead of us will be very interesting, and the Polish presidency, we will be a moderator in this discussion. We will encourage you to take part in this discussion, and we will look for the best solution. Nobody here, with all due respect for your functions and experience, is not fully capable to give the recipe for the new CAP. Certainly there is no such a wise person who would encompass everyone and would please everyone. But in our common knowledge, we'll look for the golden solution. I think in 14 months, or maybe earlier, we'll work out a good compromise. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Sawicki. To show us a little bit your agenda for the next 6 months. I think also in our crew here, it's good that to say, open your mind, get rid of all the old paradigms, and be interested in new paradigms. I think that's at least a language we understand. We have one question to you. What will be the next 6 months for you the most difficult as a moderator?
It's interesting. I think that the calendar of events is already set. I regret a bit that the legislative package with regards to the new solutions in the new CAP will appear in October, because we won't have much time for the debates within the Polish presidency. But we have the quality package, green book of promotion, milk package. So there is quite a lot of work to be done. None of those issues is easy. Which is the most difficult w ciągu tych następnych...
Pytasz?
One of the most important is to convince everyone that it's worth working out a new common CAP, simpler one, directed towards development and competitiveness. It won't be easy because we understand different matters behind these words. But I underline, Mr. Chairman, if we detach ourselves, perhaps not for the 6 months of the Polish presidency, if we detach ourselves from the current habits, looking at this in the perspective of 2020, 2050, we'll manage that. And that will be the most difficult one.